Unit 5. Listening. A talk. Speaker 1.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming to my presentation. My name is Dana Mower, and I'm the co-founder of Little Cute Things. Today, I'm going to talk to you about my company. First, I'll give you some basic information about Little Cute Things and how it was founded. Then I'll talk about our online store and the strengths of the company. And finally, I'll tell you our future plan. Of course, I'll be pleased to answer any questions at the end of my talk. Let's start with some basic facts about Little Cute Things. My co-founder, Andres Martinez, and I started talking in late 2011 about how we could start up a business. The recession was hitting hard in Spain, and we were unemployed. We were about to emigrate to my hometown to seek a job when we had an idea. We thought, why don't we try something new? Something that combines our two passions. I had worked as a journalist for 2 years, but I was really good at handcrafting. And he had just finished his degree in graphic design. We were in Valencia in February 2012 when we decided we were serious about it and started working on it. We launched the site a half a year later. We are a small business and we work from home. We don't have a physical shop. We sell customized handmade products, gifts for newborns, badges, memory boxes, cards, these kinds of cute things. I make the products, and Andres is responsible for designing and maintaining the website. As you can imagine, it was really tough at the beginning. We had to get a lot of permits. We didn't know anything about the world of business, and no one knew about us. We didn't sell anything during the first 2 months. However, we are proud to say that the store has been profitable during the last 2 years. Let me now show you a few figures. As you can see in the graph, 2 years ago, we had an annual turnover of about 15,000 euros. But last year, it reached 30,000 euros. We have doubled sales. What is the key of our success? Well, I think we are ambitious and put a lot of effort. We are always trying to find a new way to attract new customers. We display our products in street markets. We keep a blog, and we are on every social network. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. Finally, I'll tell you about our new project. We are going to sell our products through some shops located in Valencia. As you can see, the company is growing, and we are very proud about it. Well, thank you very much for listening to me. I hope you've enjoyed the talk. Are there any questions?